All right, Justin, does anything say I love you more than a fundraising email based on the litany of criminal charges against you? So Donald Trump just sent out a fundraising pitch that reads, "Dear Melania, I love you. Even after every single indictment, arrest, and witch hunt, you never left my side." By those standards, there is a lot to stand beside this week. Tomorrow, two court hearings. Friday, a ruling that could cost him $370 million, as well as his New York business license. And any day now, the Supreme Court could receive a response from Jack Smith involving the issue of presidential immunity.
Donald Trump did not post anything about Melania on his social media platform on Valentine's Day, but he did post this photograph of a Sports Illustrated model in some gateway pundit, some right-wing propaganda outlet story that Donald Trump reposted. Here's what Trump posted. It said, "Sports Illustrated model rocks MAGA purse at Maxim Super Bowl event." Wow. Can we just compare that, though, to a moment to what President Biden posted? He wrote, "Jilly," referring to Dr. Jill Biden, he said, "Jilly, you're the love of my life and the life of my love. Happy Valentine's Day." And President Biden also posted this. He said, "Happy Valentine's Day, Jilly." And he posted this video. Here, just play this clip. Meanwhile, on Valentine's Day, this is what Donald Trump posted as well. He wrote, all caps, he wrote, "It has been leaked all over the place to the fake news media, probably by the corrupt judge and or attorney general, that a decision on the never used before for such purpose consumer fraud statute that has been illegally weaponized against me will be released on Friday. Judge Engoron wrongfully ruled against me before the trial even started, said that Mar-a-Lago was only worth $18 million and was already overturned four times on appeal, a record. This crooked judgment will be a dark and sad day for the justice system in New York State. No damages, no victims, only success. Case already won on appeal. Witch hunt, election interference." I mean, every single thing there that Donald Trump says is false, other than the fact that we do believe the verdict will issue on Friday or perhaps even Thursday. But then again, the verdict was supposed to issue before February 1st, but that got delayed because there were two major events that happened. First, the independent monitor, retired federal judge Barbara Jones, who's been on the case for 14 months, prepared her 14-month report of the Trump Organization. She found that there were inconsistent financial statements, erroneous financial statements, incomplete financial statements. And then in a footnote, footnote number 6, federal judge Barbara Jones identified that a purported $48 million loan that a organization purportedly 100% owned by the Trump Organization called Chicago Unit Purchasing made to Donald Trump at what's referred to as a springy loan, that this $48 million loan doesn't exist, which, by the way, raises lots of questions that likely need to be investigated about whether there was a unlawful debt parking scheme that Donald Trump was engaged in. And this was discovered during the 14 months while the case was still pending. This is not even all of the things that New York Attorney General Letitia James was prosecuting in her civil case against Donald Trump. So that's what Donald Trump is posting there. Compare that to what President Biden is posting. President Biden wrote, "Today we learned that wage growth has been the strongest of any economic recovery in 50 years. We know there's still work to do to lower costs, but inflation has declined by two-thirds from its peak, and growth and employment remain strong." President Biden also writes, "Extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress have blocked efforts to lower health care costs. Trump is vowing to repeal the Affordable Care Act, ripping away health care from millions. We will not go back." President Biden writes, "The bipartisan national security bill advances our priorities in the Middle East. It includes greater support for our troops serving in the region, provides Israel with what it needs to protect its people, and gets life-saving aid to the Palestinian people." President Biden writes, "For those Republicans in Congress who think they can oppose funding for Ukraine and not be held to account, history is watching." Meanwhile, Donald Trump is posting in all caps, "We've already won," in all caps, "and no," he puts that in caps, "jury allowed, Engoron case in the appellate division statute of limitations, and Ivanka released from the corrupt attorney general litigation. He puts corrupt in caps. Judge Ngoron has been overturned 4 times in this case. Wow, a record. It's not true and not a record. Great financial statements with nevertheless ironclad disclaimer, buyer beware, do your own due diligence clause. Like Donald Trump says that, well, one of the reasons he should get away with it is he claims he had a buyer beware that this seller may be committing fraud and may be defrauding you, but I'm not going to tell you what the fraud is, but buyer beware. That's not a thing. There is no such thing as a way to just conceal your fraud and waive that in any type of disclaimer. In any event, Donald Trump's disclaimer was a very weak contractual provision. Then it's more whining and Donald Trump saying that I paid over $300 million in taxes to date. He says that that Michael Cohen has been discredited and just goes on to just continue to whine over and over and over again. Oh, by the way, Donald Trump then did send a fundraising email out to the people who he grifts off of. And he was grifting off of he says, this is a Valentine's Day letter to my beautiful wife, Melania, and send your love. And when you click it, it's a donation to Donald Trump. So he is using his wife to help him grift off of his supporters or cult followers so that he can spend, as he's already has, over $50 million, close to $60 million on legal bills, about $1.7 million on his private jet. Who knows, maybe Melania will keep on, you know, spending close to $500,000 on hair and makeup from the donors. And because this is normal stuff that purported billionaires do. They use the money from Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia for their legal bills and private jets and their kids' legal bills. I think Ivanka's lawyer was paid over $2.5 million or close to it. Eric and Don Jr.'s lawyer was paid close to about $5 million. Lena Haba's been paid over $3 million. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Magadonia, this is how your money is being spent.
What you feed your dog is just as important as what you put in your own body. It's time for real, good food backed by science. That's Num Num. Num Num delivers freshly made dog food with every portion personalized to your dog's needs so you can bring out their best. Num Num's made with real wholesome ingredients you can see and recognize without any additives or fillers that contribute to bloating and low energy. That's because Num Num uses the latest science and insights to make real good food for dogs. Their nutrient-packed recipes are designed by board-certified veterinary nutritionists, freshly made and shipped free to your door. Num Num's already delivered over 40 million meals to good dogs like yours, inspiring millions of clean bowls and tail wags. Don't settle when it comes to your dog's health. Switch to real, gently cooked dog food with ingredients you can actually see. Nutrient-packed recipes designed by board-certified veterinary nutritionists, freshly made and delivered to your door. Now, I feel so much better knowing that I'm giving my dog better nutrition, and my doggo really loves it too. Plus, Num Num comes with a money-back guarantee. If your dog's tail isn't wagging within 30 days, Num Num will refund your first order. No fillers, no nonsense, just Num Num. Go right now for 50% off your no-risk 2-week trial at trynum.com/Midas. Spelled try, NOM.com/Midas for 50% off. trynum.com/Midas.
Here's what Donald Trump wrote, though. Dear Melania, I love you. Even after every single indictment, arrest, and witch hunt, you never left my side. You've always supported me through everything. I wouldn't be the man I am today without your guidance, kindness, and warmth. You will always mean the world to me, Melania, from your husband with love, Donald J. Trump. It's a normal way for someone to sign a letter to their significant other. Please leave some kind words for the First Lady this Valentine's Day. And then ultimately, because everything Donald Trump does is a total con, this then directs people to donate money to Donald Trump. So he is basically exploiting his wife and Valentine's Day as a method to grift. By the way, just to show you or share with you, some normal stuff again, here is what former President Barack Obama posted, "How did I get so lucky? Happy Valentine's Day to my best friend, former First Lady Michelle Obama." Barack Obama also wrote, "President Biden's absolutely right. The last thing we need right now is a world that is more chaotic and less secure, where dictators feel emboldened and our allies wonder if they can't count on us. Let's keep moving forward." Here's a good post by the White House. I thought this one was funny. "Happy Valentine's Day, Speaker Johnson." And it says, "Roses are red, violets are blue. The border deal was crushed because of you." We did a whole video on the disastrous press conference that was held by MAGA Mike Johnson, Donald Trump's coffee boy. Also, with the horrific shooting that took place in connection with the what should have been a celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs in Missouri. I want to remind everybody what Donald Trump recently said when it came to his view on common sense solution for reforming the fact that there are weapons of war on the street. Here's what Donald Trump had to say, just so you remember, especially as we mourn what took place, what should have been a celebration for the Chiefs. Play this clip.
"During my 4 years, nothing happened, and there was great pressure on me having to do with guns. We did nothing. We didn't yield. And once you yield a little bit, that's just the beginning. That's the avalanche begins."
And as our friend Brian Tyler Cohen points out as well, Missouri Republicans recently voted against banning children, including toddlers, from openly carrying guns in public without adult supervision. They voted against banning children from openly carrying guns in public without adult supervision. Folks, in every aspect of this, I think you see the contrast here. So we just want to share for you just what's being said, what's being done, and you can evaluate for yourself. Also, here's Donald Trump posting, "CIA had foreign allies to spy on Trump team, triggering Russia collusion hoax." Source says, it's just the whiny loserness just over and over again. It's like, dude, grow up, be an adult, and behave normally, and he's incapable of it. He's dangerous. He's a loser. He's weak. We're going to keep calling it out here on the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. Let's get to 3 million subscribers together and have a great day.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at MidasTouch.com/newsletter.